Wyndham Hotels and Resorts makes travel possible for all. Whether it's the long haulers looking for a great cup of coffee, a roomier rest for the on a whim road trippers, or a place to make summer memories with the whole family. No matter who you are, where you're going, or why, with 24 trusted brands to choose from like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, your Wyndham is waiting. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
By the pseudonym Bo Snerdly.
It's time for the Soul of Excellence.
He is a radio host at 77 WABC here in New York.
The Rush Hour is on the air.
Rush.
Now here's Bo Snerdly on the Red Apple Podcast Network. Attention Ditto Heads. Attention Bo Scouts.
Goes by the pseudonym Bo Snerdly.
It's time for the Soul of Excellence.
He is a radio host at 77 WABC here in New York.
The Rush Hour is on the air.
Rush.
Now here's Bo Snerdly.
Welcome to your Wednesday. It is the Wednesday Rush Hour with your host, Bo Snerdly. If you'd like to be part of today's program, all you have to do is dial 800-848-WABC, 848-9222. And, of course, plenty in the news. Charlie Kirk will be joining us later in the program. Charlie Kirk, of course, the founder, Turning Point USA, smeared by The View. And quickly, their lawyers got into the act and sent ABC a very, how shall we say, to-the-point letter that they expected an apology and a correction. ABC issued a statement today. We'll wait until Charlie's on with us to play it. But more to that story. Let's see whether Charlie and Turning Point will accept the apology from The View. You rarely see this. You rarely see a television show or any network show act so quickly. I think the lawyers there realized that if they did not apologize for the smear, they were headed into court and it would be an ugly, ugly mess. So The View backed up. Of course, the usual suspects, the highly uninformed Joy Behar and the highly uninformed Whoopi Goldberg, who I defended when she was under attack earlier this year. But those were the two culprits, as it were. It looks like Merrick Garland is caving into the Democrats. The story today is in AmericanWireNews.com and part of the Daily BS. I send out a news alert twice a day, the morning and the afternoons. This was in our morning edition. In the afternoon edition, we have a slew of great stories. That's the Daily BS. And you can order that online. BoSnerdly.com or JamesGolden.com, either way, and subscribe to it if you're interested. But the story, again, from AmericanWireNews.com, Garland caves, DOJ's investigating Trump's actions on January 6th as part of a criminal probe. We've been hearing stories all week and reading stories in the mainstream press about the persecution of Donald Trump that is going on in Fulton County, Georgia, over the Georgia part of the 2020 elections. And there are a lot of people that claim to be experts saying that is where they expect an indictment of Donald Trump to happen first. Now they are saying that this heating up of the DOJ investigation signals that Merrick Garland wants to get in the act. Prosecutors who are questioning witnesses before a grand jury, that would be the DOJ, include two aides to Vice President Mike Pence. And they, in recent days, these prosecutors have asked about conversations between Trump, his lawyers, and others in his inner circle who sought to substitute Trump allies for certified electors in some states. that Joe Biden won, I'll say won in quotes, the prosecutors have asked for hours of detailed questions about meetings Trump led in 2020 and 2021, his pressure campaign on Pence, this is what the Washington Post says, not me, to overturn the election, and what instructions Trump gave his lawyers and advisors about fake electors and sending electors back to the state. Some of the questions focus directly on the extent of Trump's involvement in the fake elector effort led by his outside lawyers, including John Eastman and Rudy Giuliani. We can ask Rudy about that. And what they're calling a fake elector act may be, as I repeat, totally within the constitutional parameters, which is why, by the way, Democrats have tried to revisit that portion of election law that many say constitutionally is unclear. So it appears that the DOJ may be stepping up their efforts. I want to tell you something, and I said this when they went after Steve Bannon. Republicans had better not let this go unchallenged. Let me just tell you up front. If Donald Trump is indicted somewhere, you've got all these rhinos up here that want it and these establishment Republicans. But Republicans as a party had better not let this go unanswered. If they do, it is spelling the end of the party. You have to take this right back to Democrats. There's no other party in American history that has been involved in more criminality than the Democrat Party. And if they go after Donald Trump this way, they should understand that everybody, from Nancy Pelosi and her husband with their stock investments that looks like, that has the appearance of impropriety, and I'm not saying it is impropriety, but it has an appearance of impropriety, to the Clintons and their foundation, all of them need to be called in, hauled in, if they do this. There is a Golden TIPP poll today, and that would be, yes, James Golden and TIPP. TIPP is the most reliable pollster in the nation. When it comes to politics, anyway, the last five election cycles, they got it right. The Golden TIPP poll, most Americans disapprove of drag queen story hour for minor children in schools. Again, this was published in American Wire News. The drag queen story hour, for instance, the website explicitly states what it stands for, storytellers using the art of drag to read books to kids in libraries, schools, and bookstores. And Democrats have been all over this. They've just been pushing this thing all over the place. In the recently completed poll of over 1,600 Americans, and that is a large sample base, 42% of Americans approve of the drag stream, the drag queen story hour. 47% disapprove of it. So more Americans disapprove of this than approve of it. I consider it to be nothing but grooming, to be honest with you. Speaking of grooming, I don't have the story in front of me, but there is a story that I saw on the, it was on my Twitter feed today, and I clicked through the story and read it, and I was so disgusted that I shut it. It's about some of the books that are in schools, in particular that were in Florida schools. Now, as you know, Florida was where ground zero to stop the grooming of young kids, with this idea that in Florida you can no longer sexualize materials for students in kindergarten, first, second grade, and all that. You have to leave that to the parents. Well, these books, and I'll get the story, these books are illustrated. And some of the illustrations I saw were shocking. They were men giving other men oral sex. Yeah, that's right.
Horrible!
In This was all illustrated books for children and that were in the schools. Right now, Florida is going through their curriculums, and these books are being isolated and perhaps tossed out, we would hope. And also, there are books in there. For instance, there was a book that they tried to sneak through that was all about critical race theory, except they packaged it in a math book. The left is on the march with this stuff, and they have to be defeated. In New York yesterday, many of you probably saw at least the story, two black teenage girls arrested so far, two of the three, that committed a brutal attack on a 57-year-old white woman who was, what was her crime? She was riding a bus in Queens, New York. There's video of the girls, and thankfully two of these young little thuggets have now been arrested. They were on the Q52 bus near Jamaica Avenue, Woodhaven Boulevard. They struck this woman in her head with an unknown object. They were making anti-white statements while they did it. They later fled on foot. 57-year-old Jill LaCroix, I'm not sure how she pronounces her last name. She has three biracial children of her own. She's a grandmother of five. One of the teenage assailants with green hair started shouting she hates white people, the way they talk, and accused her, get this, accused her of being a fan of former President Trump. Before they hit me, the girl with the green hair said, "You probably like Trump, don't you?" I said, "I love him." That's when the blow started. This girl says she hates white people, the way they talk. She hates white skin, the way their skin cracks. She said she was a gangster, a gangster. This woman was the only white woman on the bus. They threatened her. They passed a cemetery, the bus did, and these girls told her that's where they're going to bury her. One of the girls had a bag from Bath and Body Works, took out a scrub, said she was going to beat her. "You're going to get what you deserve. All white people are going to get what they deserve." Two of these little cretins are now behind bars. Where does this hate come from? I would think that within hours after this attack that there would be corporations lined up to give millions of dollars to WLM, wouldn't you? I mean, shouldn't, when you have these kind of racial attacks, shouldn't corporations in America try to help the victims? Shouldn't they give money to WLM so the WLM can have protesters in the street against this kind of severe racial hatred? What do you mean there's no WLM? Why don't white lives matter? Oh, that's right. Supposedly it's racist to say that all lives matter. Supposedly it's racist to say that white lives matter. Supposedly it's racist to say that any lives matter other than black lives. And you have this sort of bigotry, this sort of racism that is part now of a subculture within the African-American culture, a subculture of haters that grow up hating America, that grow up hating white people, that grow up hating Asians, that grow up hating anybody but themselves. How are they any different than these so-called white supremacists? How are they any different? They all operate out of an ignorant, uneducated, immoral center of hate that defines their existence. They are no different than each other. The only thing different is the color of people that they choose to hate. They are the same evil. All of them are the same evil. But yet, the liberals only focus on one set of those evil groups. James Golden, a.k.a. Bo Snerdly. We're coming back. Bo Snerdly's Rush Hour continues. Again, a reminder, Charlie Kirk will be with us later. We'll talk about The View smears on Turning Point USA and the fact that The View was forced to apologize. We'll get to that later in the show. If you want to be part of today's program, 800-848-WABC, 800-848-9222. We're coming right back.
With everything you have on your plate, earning your degree online seems impossible. But at Grand Canyon University, we specialize in helping you fit a master's degree in business into your busy day. Your graduation team, led by your own GCU counselor, provides you with the personal support you need to succeed. Achieve your goals with a plan and team behind you. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Visit gcu.edu.
This is The Rush Hour with Bo Snerdly on the Red Apple Podcast Network.
Oh my God, Becky, look at her butt. It is so big. She looks like one of those rap guys' girlfriends, but, you know, who understands those rap guys? They only talk to her because she looks like a total prostitute, okay? I mean, her butt is just so big. So round, it's like out there. I mean, gross. Look, she's just so flat.
I like big butts, and I cannot lie. You other brothers can't deny. And when a girl walks in with an itty bitty waist and a round thing in your face, you get sprung.
WABC Talk Radio 77 in New York. There is a story today in the Daily Mail, of all places. Well, not today, actually. There's a column in the Los Angeles Times about this story that was in the Daily Mail earlier this week. Attack of the 60-foot J-Lo. Huge billboard of nude Jennifer Lopez goes up on Sunset amid J-Lo body launch. Now, J-Lo is out enjoying her honeymoon with her new husband. But on Monday in Los Angeles, a 60-foot billboard was erected over Sunset Boulevard, advertising the new launch of J-Lo's Body Booty Balm. That is the name of it, the Booty Balm.
Are you kidding me?
No. The traffic stop... The traffic-stopping advertisement displayed the veteran entertainer without a stitch of clothing as she posed against a white background. She showed off her enviable curves and flawless complexion as she leaned on a white block. Lopez modeled with one knee bent and the other leg extended behind her, revealing her toned muscles. She faced the camera, flashing the tantalizing stares, her long golden blonde hair flowed down to her waist. The Bronx-born beauty officially launched a new product on her 53rd birthday, July 24th. Taking to Instagram with a new ad campaign, the bombshell was snapped in a semi-sheer waist swimsuit as she pushed her novel $65 booty bomb. So, ladies and gentlemen, for $65, you too can purchase J-Lo's booty balm. Yes? Yes, we will. I don't know whether we should do it right now in the middle of this story. We'll do it right afterwards. Okay? We have a ticket giveaway, folks. But if you knew what the ticket giveaway was, I don't think many of you would think I should do it in the middle of discussing J-Lo's booty balm. Well, I'll tell you what it is then. I'm getting pushback. Okay, we're going to stop talking about the booty bomb for a moment. No. I'll come back to booty bomb. We got plenty of time for the booty bomb. Ladies and gentlemen, we are having a ticket giveaway here on Bo Snerdly's Rush Hour. Listen to this. Right in the middle of discussing the booty bomb. 77 WABC. 77 WABC listeners, win a chance to see Joel Osteen That's right. You can win a chance to see Joel Osteen at Yankee Stadium this coming Saturday, August 6th. Right now, I have it right now, while we're discussing J-Lo's booty bomb. Right now, I have a pair of tickets to give away for you to see Joel Osteen in a special event live at Yankee Stadium. Right now, if you want to claim that pair of tickets, call right now, 1-800-848-WABC. Be the seventh caller to get through, 800-848-WABC, 800-848-9222. And a pair of tickets to go see Joel Osteen live at Yankee Stadium, August 6th, are yours. And guess what? You can tune in tomorrow for another chance to win. Make sure you're here for Bo Snerdly's Rush Hour tomorrow as well. That's right, Joel Osteen, Yankee Stadium. Right now, call, win those tickets. Okay, are we cool? Have I hooked it up? Are we done? Come on, Kev, did we do it?
We got it.
All right, can we get back to talking about booty now?
Yes, we can get back to the booty.
Okay. So anyway, there is, you heard the story, Jennifer Lopez is launching Booty Bomb. And it only costs something like 60-some-odd bucks. By the time you get through with the taxes and all that stuff, comes up to 70-something bucks. How do I know? Well, I know because I bought some for somebody as a test. I did. I have a friend. She's married. This is the way I could do this safely. I have a friend. She's married. So she and her husband, I'm making a gift of J-Lo's booty bomb as a present to them. And they will both tell me whether it works or whether they like it. And if that's the case, then I'm going to find a way to give away some booty bomb on this very program. That's right. Booty bomb. I just got a text. Are you serious? Booty bomb? This is from J-Lo. And it's from J-Lo. Can we question it? She has a nude advertisement up, 60 foot of naked J-Lo on Sunset Boulevard in Los Angeles. And this is what the Los Angeles columnist, Robin Abakarian, says. Perhaps like me, you were a little surprised to open the newspaper Sunday morning and find a full-page ad featuring a stark naked Jennifer Lopez. If you were on Sunset Boulevard, you might have seen the image there, too. There she is, on her knees, staring at the camera with a sultry expression. In the photo, her lips are parted in a come-hither expression. Her long, tousled hair extensions fall below her tiny waist. The curve of her famous posterior calls to mind Dana Carvey's beloved of British singer George Michael describing his own backside. It's a perfect circle. Can't you see? It's so perfect that English scientists use it to calibrate their instruments. And she goes on and on again, praising J-Lo's butt. And then she talks about the product. J-Lo has a targeted booty bomb. And the Los Angeles Times writer says this: how I would love to believe that targeting my booty with J-Lo booty bomb would turn it into a firm, rounded muscle with a glow that makes me seem as if I have been lit from the inside. But I live firmly in the real world, and I'm completely aware that nothing short of a painful, expensive, and risky surgery would be needed to give me anything like the curves for which Lopez has long been famous. This thing goes on for another whole almost page and a half, all about J-Lo's booty bomb and J-Lo's posterior. Yesterday, we talked with Curtis Lira about what was happening on New York City subways. There were girls there with nothing on but a thong, which does not hide their booties. They're giving people each other lap dances, and I did not know this. There's something called daggering that they're doing too. If you don't know what daggering is, please call Curtis Lewa and ask him about daggering. He will be glad to explain to you what daggering is. But they were doing all of this on the subway. All of this culture revolves around the booty. And now Jennifer Lopez has just denounced the booty bomb. In coming weeks, ladies and gentlemen, on this very show, we will have a critique of whether J-Lo's booty bomb is worth it or not. And if we get a sub, if we get a really good review about J-Lo's booty bomb, I'm going to find a way to give away some. And then I'm going to ask the sales department if we can get J-Lo and her booty bomb as a sponsor on Bo Snerdly's Rush Hour.
Ay, ay, ay.
The Rush Hour is on the air. Attention Ditto Heads. Attention Bo Scouts.
Rush.
On the Red Apple Podcast Network.
Dave Skelton, Bo Snerdly here on WABC Talk Radio 77 is Bo Snerdly's Rush Hour. We do have a winner that's going to see Joel Osteen at Yankee Stadium Saturday, August 6th. Dede Vaughn, congratulations. Our producer walked in the studio, Jen Grodd. Jen, listen, this Jennifer Lopez deal. It's like $70 a jar for booty bomb. Do you think that we could get a few jars of booty bomb here so that we could give booty bomb away to our listeners? And if it works, we could ask.
As soon as I get off the air with you, I'm going to run over to the sales department and ask them, because we really want to know. And if it works, we want to help them sell it.
Absolutely. Okay, we can be like the New York home of J-Lo's booty bomb.
I think I like that idea.
That's scary.
ties to New York.
She is New York homebred, you know?
That's a New York booty is what you're saying.
Ay, ay, ay.
Okay. Thank you, Jen. We're going to try, folks. We're going to try to give away some J-Lo booty bomb here. Let's go to New Jersey. And Judy, welcome to WABC Talk Radio 77. You're on with James Golden, a.k.a. Bo Snerdly. Hi.
Ay, ay, ay.
What happened to your show, Bo? I mean, really?
I mean,
you're
seriously.
All this, wait. You're giving this wealthy, wealthy girl with this BS product all this free advertising. It's with all the important stuff you might be able to talk about.
I talked about important stuff. Didn't I talk about Donald Trump first thing?
Didn't I talk about
those racist thug girls in Queens? Didn't I do that? Look, I can't do serious news every single time. J-Lo's got booty bomb.
It's got to be tongue-in-cheek. And it's ridiculous.
And J-Lo's got booty bomb on the market. Don't you want some? No? Gracie, Rockland County, New York. How are you, Gracie? WABC Talk. Hi, Gracie.
Bo, listen, number one, I want to know, what is booty bomb? Is it a cream that you put on your tuchus? My husband of 51 years says he thinks maybe it's tanning. What the heck is it?
It's not tanning. It is, you had it right the first time. It is a balm, B-A-L-M. It is a soothing, relaxing balm that you put on your booty to make your booty shine and to make your booty nice and smooth like J-Lo's booty. That's what booty balm is. It's good stuff for your booty.
My husband thought it was padding.
Well,
P-A-T-D-I-N-G.
No.
Everybody could have a rear end like J-Lo, and we could have a cup of tea on it.
You know something?
It's to quote Bob Grant, it's sick, and it's getting sick enough. I think we're at the sickest, E-S-T at the end. Oh, my God.
Oh, no, we are not at the sickest yet. I guarantee you we are not at the sickest yet. Okay, there's more to come. Look, I can't imagine. Can you imagine these kids, right? I can't imagine what it's like to be the child of one of these women who parades their naked behind for the world to see. I've been talking about this in various ways for for years now. You see this all over. I mean, what if you're the child, you go to school, and all your classmates are, man, your mom's got a great booty. I have a picture of it in my room. It's like, seriously? Why would you have no shame that you do this? I can't imagine the mothers of my mother's generation parading their booties for the world to see and then going to the PTA meeting or going to church and sitting next to everybody. So, oh, hey, I saw your butt in the newspaper the other day. I saw your butt on TV. But right now that seems to be, and this is the answer to this other woman's question, this seems to be one of the most important things in our society right now. What is the shape of your butt and what does it look like? Hence, Jennifer Lopez is selling booty balm for $70, $65 plus whatever there is. And I do this on purpose because booty balm is now a key feature in American society. And that is exactly where we are, Gracie. Yes, it's sick and it's getting sicker, but I promise you, we have not reached the sickest yet. If you want to see sickest, you should look at some of the textbooks that are in Florida that people are discovering have been in these schools. The illustrations would blow your mind. They are pornographic, 100% porno in the schools. Gracie, I love you. Thank you so much. Let us go to Tony in the Bronx. Tony, welcome. You're on WABC Talk Radio 77.
How you doing, Bo? Pleasure getting through. Listen, I just want to say I'm from the Bronx, and my this is true. My sister spent money buying the booty balm, and I think it comes out to a little bit over $70. And supposedly she says it works. I'm not looking at my sister's behind, but she thinks that it's firm and that it's looking a lot better. A true story.
Tony, if you wouldn't mind, the next time you think of it, could you ask your sister to call us so she can give us a one-on-one report, please, of J-Lo's booty bomb?
I texted her. I said, I'll try to get on the air. If I do, I'm going to tell her that you're using it. So she goes, go right ahead. So,
and please tell her to call us.
You got it.
Thank you so much.
You got it, buddy.
Stella in Westchester, you're on with Bo Snerdly on Bo Snerdly's Rush Hour.
Hey, Bo. You know, I just want to say, if it works so well for women, why can't men use it too? There's a lot of men that probably that could use a little help in that area.
Whoa.
So why doesn't she just? Do you know what I'm saying? It's targeted. She targets herself just for women. It seems, right?
You know,
right?
You raise a point here. You raise a very valid point. And so I think what we should do is if we are able to get a supply of booty balm here, we should offer it to men and women. And let's see who responds best to J-Lo's booty balm. Stella, that was brilliant. Thank you.
Jeez. You're welcome.
All right, Julie in Staten Island, WABC Talk Radio 77, Bo Snerdly's Rush Hour. How are you, Julie?
Yeah, hi, James. It's nice to talk to you. I love your show.
Thank you.
I wanted to get to you. To let you know that, I'm sorry, these guys, they cheat. I mean, she's been born with this. I have a big butt, so I know you're born with it. I have plenty of girlfriends that wanted a big butt. And you know, the only way you get it to the gym, and you work out, and that's how you get a big butt. I'm sure this is not going to work.
So you don't think the booty bomb is, yeah.
I don't think it's going to work. It might make it smoother, and, you know, that kind of thing, but it's not going to make it bigger and rounder and that kind of thing. You got to do a lot of squats. And I noticed when I turned 50, the butt starts to drop. So you do a lot of squats, and it raises it, makes it nice and round. So that's how you got to do it. So Jennifer Lopez is cheating because guaranteed she had a lot of work done, plastic surgery, that kind of thing.
Got it. Well, thank
don't waste your money.
Okay. Well, thank you so much, Julie, and congratulations on being born with it, as you say. Thank you, Julie. I think we may have time for one more on this before we have to go to break. Tony, in your car, how are you, Tony?
I'm good, Bo. Hey, you know, I had a great idea. What if we get J-Lo's billboard and put it over that old Camel billboard that used to blow the smoke rings in Times Square?
Ooh.
You know, that would be a great seller.
I see where you're going with this. Thank you, Tony. Got to hit a break. Charlie Kirk coming up next. James Golden, a.k.a. Snurly, with you on Bo Snurly's Rush Hour. Don't go away. We're coming right back.
This is The Rush Hour with Bo Snurdly.
Rush.
On the Red Apple Podcast Network.
We are so pleased to have with us the founder of Turning Point, USA, and the author of The College Scam, my man Charlie Kirk. Charlie, welcome.
What's up, man? Great to be here. Honored as always. Thank you.
Thank you, Charlie. Hey, Charlie, listen, The View. These guys didn't try to do another smear job on Turning Point. You guys had Turning Point, had a wonderful event, the TPUSA Student Action Summit last weekend in Orlando. The View, of course, started mocking it. They claimed that neo-Nazis, and there were some neo-Nazis that showed up outside of the conference with their usual anti-Semitic stuff, but they tried to pretend that these Nazis, these abhorrent individuals, were associated with TPUSA. And in fact, Whoopi Goldberg said, you let them in. You knew what they were. Joy Behar tried to smear Governor Ron DeSantis, who did nothing, even though he wasn't there at the time that these horrible human beings showed up. So you guys sent a letter over to ABC. What did the letter say in essence, Charlie?
Yeah, the letter was a cease and desist saying you have to retract the statement immediately. And it's just incredible to just walk through this entire story. So they have their typical bickering back and forth about how awful conservatives are. Whoopi has to then go to a level that is completely and totally factually untrue, where Whoopi says that, oh, yeah, you let these Nazis in. So then after the break, it's very clear that legal got on in her ear and said, oh, no, 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 you got to retract that. So then she doesn't even retract it correctly. She then says, well, I meant it metaphorically, as if they were all amongst you, that the spirit of the Nazis were with you. I'm paraphrasing,
right? Oh, jeez.
Right. So her correction was even worse. So then today they offered a third retraction and correction where they just read our letter literally. And it's amazing, James. I'll tell you, they apologized today. They said, we apologize to Turning Point USA and for all of this. And look, here's the thing. We're still contemplating legal action, and it's not about me. It's not even about Turning Point. It's about our students.
Let me, Charlie, before you go, let me play for both of us and for the audience the statement that ABC put out today on The View.
Talking because you have that note.
I do have it.
Sorry.
So on Monday, we talked about the fact that there were openly neo-Nazi demonstrators outside the Florida Student Action Summit of the Turning Point USA group. We want to make clear that these demonstrators were gathered outside the event and that they were not invited or endorsed by Turning Point USA. A Turning Point USA spokesman said the group, quote, 100% condemns those ideologies, and said Turning Point USA security tried to remove the neo-Nazis from the area but could not because they were on public property. Also, Turning Point USA wanted us to clarify that this was a Turning Point USA summit and not a Republican Party event. So we apologize for anything we said that may have been unclear on these points.
They still invited Matt Gaetz, though, I would just like to know.
Oh, you still invited Matt Gaetz. I guess that's a criminal action too.
Yeah, seriously, geez, these people are unbelievable. But you know what? That would not have happened if we would not have sent the cease and desist. That would not have happened if we did not threaten legal action. And look, I think the media is starting to learn a small lesson here, though, James. After Nick Sandman and Kyle Rittenhouse, there's a big price tag for inaccuracy. So look, these things can be very complicated. These lawsuits and stuff. We're talking to the best lawyers. I mean, the best lawyers in the country. If I think there's a greater than 50-50 chance, we're going to go for it. It's about.
I love it.
Yes. Yes. And so, look, I'm not, if it's a 5% chance, I don't know. But if it's better than 50-50, it's for our students, for our high school kids that are being smeared by one of the largest media organizations on the planet. And I'll tell you, the fact that how quickly and how many retractions they've had to give, James, goes to show that I think they know how wrong they actually are.
And I agree. By the way, they didn't have a Whoopi or Joy Behar, the infamously uninformed Joy Behar, read the statement. They put this woman on who didn't even make these inflammatory and derogatory smears against Turning Point USA. Charlie, the organization you have put together is just amazing. And that is why so many people attack it. You have been doing the work of actually going into the schools and organizing children around and school-age students around the ideals of the America that we all love. And that is why the left is so upset with what you do.
Well, thank you, James. And, you know, I totally agree with that in the sense that I think they had to try to loop in this fake Nazi narrative, because if they would have told the audience the truth that there were 5,000 young conservatives from every corner of the country that don't agree with what the opinions of The View are, then that wouldn't make great television. All of a sudden, wait, you're trying to tell me 5,000 kids paid for their own way all the way across America to go to Tampa, Florida, when flight prices and gasoline is more expensive than ever? Yes, that is the truth. And so instead, they have to try to make it seem as if this is a right-wing neo-Nazi thing. It's despicable. It's wrong. And in a typical self-owned fashion, we're only getting more publicity about the fact that we had 5,000 kids at our Turning Point USA Student Action Summit because of the inaccuracy. All Whoopi Goldberg had to do was just keep her big mouth shut. Instead, she couldn't help it but try to smear us, and she's given us more advertising because of it.
The college scam. Tell us about your book, Charlie.
Yeah, thank you. It's out this week. In fact, I thought I'd be mostly talking about the book this week, but this View thing has kind of taken front and center stage. Actually, people can support Turning Point USA by buying the book. All profits and proceeds go there. CollegeScam.com. That's CollegeScam.com. I make the argument that college is largely overrated, that most people should not be going to college. There's still a path for some people, but the national graduation rate, 40% of people that enter college drop out. A huge amount of people that actually, if they end up graduating from college, get jobs that do not require a college degree. And so there's a lot of research that went into this book. It's been about 10 years of work. Your audiences are a big fan of Rush, and he didn't go to college, and he was such a patriot and amazing person, and I was honored to get to know him a little bit. And, you know, he used to say that college is not all that it's, you know, that people think it is. And I'll tell you, too many people in America are being pressured into getting a very expensive college diploma against their wishes. And we talk about it in this book, The College Scam.
And not only did you get to know Rush a little bit, Rush got to know you. And he talked about you on the program. In fact, Rush did something he rarely does, which is go to a public event to support you, Charlie, and Turning Point. And you have amassed people from all over the country with the organization that you have, because people have wanted to see this. We get all the stories about the indoctrinations that go on in high school and in college. Right now, I saw, Charlie, something unbelievable today, an illustration of books that are in Florida schools that people are working to try to get out, with illustrations of men having oral sex with each other, among other things. This stuff is real. But what you're offering is an alternative with TPUSA, and this organization has grown. Again, tell people where they can go to find out more about Turning Point USA and to purchase your book.
Well, thank you. Yeah, they can go to tpusa.com. We have high school and college chapters all across America. In fact, we're about to crack 1,000 high school chapters, which is an unbelievable accomplishment, and we have the field staff that's working so hard to do that. We also have Turning Point Academy that's going to be offering curriculum and homeschool resources. We got all sorts of different programs. It's tpusa.com, and if they want to purchase the book that helps support the organization, it's collegescam.com.
Charlie Kirk, you are an American patriot. You're an American hero. You know, Charlie, we've known each other for a while, and you know the deep admiration I've had from you from the very beginning, from the first time we met all those years ago. And to watch this organization grow under your leadership, to watch you grow, we're still expecting very big things from you, Charlie. You have formed an organization like no other person in America your age. And there's a lot that you can do to help change the direction of this country for the better. You've already been doing that, and we're expecting a lot more from you in the coming years.
Well, thank you, James. And I'll say this in closing, you spoke at our first ever Turning Point USA Student Action Summit. You brought the house down. You might remember that. That was 7 years ago. You've always played a big role. God bless you, man.
God bless you, Charlie. Thank you. That's Charlie Kirk.
Thank you.
And there may be action ahead with this smear job that The View tried to do on Turning Point. We'll stay there. We've got time for a few more telephone calls. Let us go to Brooklyn, New York, and Irene. Irene, welcome. Thank you for holding. How are you?
Yes. Hi, how are you? I like all your topics, but I start to listen a little bit late probably, and then I check what's on the website about J-Law. You know what? I'm going to be 62 August 1st. And if she's going to give me her photographer, I'm going to be hottest person than she is. So there's everything about money. She wants to do art with advertisement and everything else. But believe me, it's a good role model. But something is missing. I'm never going to show anyone what I show in my bedroom to my husband. That's why it's different between me and her. I'm a Leo. And I cannot be like real Leo in my husband's bedroom. Something woman's supposed to like have like very, very private, you know.
It's called self-respect, Irene. You have self-respect.
Exactly. Right. Exactly. So, and that's what about your show also. Don't make your show low. Always be like on the top. And always show the class. Like you usually do. Talk about Melania. Talk about, you know, Trump.
You know, but see, Irene, listen to this. One thing, because time's running out. Let me just say this, Irene. If I didn't talk about J-Lo's booty cream today, booty bomb, you wouldn't have called in. There's a reason that I talk about these things. And one of the reasons why is so we can hear from people like you. And so that we can also talk about things that are current in the news. This whole booty craze that has infected America and infected the world is totally against everything that goes to self-respect. And you just nailed it. This should be about, the discussion should be about self-respect. Right? And that's the reason that I bring these things up. And they are kind of fun to talk about, too. Christine in New Jersey, last word.
Hi there. I was just listening and laughing at your talk about J-Lo. And me and my business partner own a luncheonette in Ogdensburg, New Jersey. And we're kind of struggling because of the whole COVID thing and now this inflation. And we have natural big booties. So I was just laughing, and I was wondering if I can give a shout-out to my restaurant and my business partner.
Absolutely, Christine.
So Jennifer is my business partner. Both of us, natural big booties, we're there every day. It's called Gemma's Country Kitchen in Ogdensburg, New Jersey. It's off of Route 23 and Main Street in Ogdensburg.
Thank you, hon. We're going to end it there. May God bless and protect each and every one of you and your families. Thanks for being here today for Bo Snerdly's Rush Hour. Thank you, Charlie Kirk. We'll be back tomorrow with more. And we'll see you then. Take care. You and your booty. Bye.
Ay, ay, ay.